This is Scalable Stories. We test the claim before we trust the config. Four legacy TLS vulnerabilities keep dominating security scan reports for Nginx deployments. Breach, Lucky 13, SWIT32, Robot. If you've run a scan recently, you've probably seen at least one of these names staring back at you. And here's the surprising part. The fixes are genuinely simple. We're talking about a couple of directives in the right place, yet these four keep showing up across fleets scan after scan because the fixes get misapplied or silently drift away. Today we're going to walk through exactly what kills each attack, where people get it wrong, and how to get to post-quantum readiness without breaking your legacy clients. The instinct when you see TLS scan failures is to add more configuration, more cipher suites listed, more protocol versions pinned, more directives copied into each vhost. That instinct is backwards. The real fix here is subtraction, not addition. If you can go TLS 1.3 only, three of these four attacks die at the protocol level. Arbot, which abuses RSA key exchange, is gone. SWIT32, which targets 3Ds, is gone. Lucky 13, which exploits CBC ciphers, is gone. A single line, SSL protocols TLS v1.3, eliminates all three outright. No cipher list surgery needed. The catch is that this cuts off legacy clients, old Java 8 runtimes, end-of-life Android versions. If your fleet has to keep those alive, you drop to TLS 1.2 plus TLS 1.3, and now you do need to be deliberate about the cipher list. Let's talk about what's actually happening under the hood. For fleets stuck on TLS 1.2 support, the rule is AEAD only and ECDHE only. That means GCM and ChaCha20 cipher suites, nothing else. You must explicitly exclude RSA key exchange. That's what kills Robot. Exclude 3DES, that kills SWIT32. Exclude CBC ciphers entirely, that kills Lucky 13. And here's a subtle operational note. You want SSL prefer server ciphers off, so the client's preference wins and you're not forcing a weaker suite. The verification story is interesting too. Robot and Lucky 13, you can probe directly with OpSimTeller S client, passing specific cipher strings and expecting a handshake alert, but SWIT32 is a different beast. Modern OpenSSL 3.5 clients have removed 3DES client-side entirely, so you literally cannot probe for it from a current client. You just have to inspect the cipher list and confirm no 3DES suite is present. That's a trap if you're relying purely on automated probing. Here's the trap that trips up a lot of teams. Breach survives TLS 1.3 because it doesn't exploit TLS at all. It exploits HTTP compression running above the TLS layer. Breach needs three conditions: compression enabled, reflected attacker input, and a secret on the same page, like a CSRF token. And here's the nasty part. You cannot exclude text/HTML from gzip types. Nginx always compresses HTML when gzip is on, no matter what your type list says. So people try to scope compression away from sensitive pages, and it silently doesn't work. The working fix is to put gzip off inside the specific location block where secrets meet reflected input, like a location for the account path. Keep compression enabled everywhere else. And if you really want this closed permanently, use masked per request CSRF tokens at the application layer. That kills breach regardless of what your proxy does. Now for post-quantum readiness. The directive is SSL ETH curve with X25519 MLKEM 768 first, then X25519, then prime 256 V1 as fallbacks. But this only works if Nginx is linked against OpenSSL 3.5 or later, and that's where the distribution reality bites. Enterprise Linux 8 and 9 ship OpenSSL 33.0 or older, Ubuntu 24.04, same story. only RHEL 10.1 has started backporting MLChem. So if you're on anything mainstream right now, your Stock Engine X cannot do post-quantum key exchange period. The Get Page Speed Engine X mod package solves this by linking Engine X against an ABI isolated OpenSSL 3.5 build that also unlocks HTTP3 and encrypted client hello. On Enterprise Linux, you add their release repository, enable the extras module, and install Engine X mod. On APT based systems, you add the signed repository and install Engine X mod, which auto swaps the stock Engine X. All of these configurations were runtime tested on a clean Rocky Linux 10. So here's the decision rule. If you can drop legacy clients, go TLS 1.3 only and stop worrying about cipher suites entirely. If you must keep TLS 1.2, restrict to AEAD and ECDHE, nothing else. Breach is a separate problem, handle it at the location level with scope gzip off, or fix it at the application with mask tokens. And treat your TLS settings like code. Keep them in one included snippet file, not copied into every vhost. Cipher regressions creep in silently through copied vhosts, through load balancers terminating TLS with their own defaults, through stale provisioning images. Rescan after every infrastructure change. The Get Page Speed SSL test probes all four vulnerabilities plus protocol versions, certificate chain, encrypted client hello, certificate compression, and post-quantum readiness, and hands you exact fix snippets. And their Amplify tool runs scheduled Gixi scans across hosts, and it's drop-in compatible with the deprecated Engine X Amplify agent that hit end of life in January 2026. The takeaway worth remembering is this. These four vulnerabilities keep showing up, not because the fixes are hard, but because the fixes are one-liners that drift. Security here is subtraction. Fewer protocols, fewer cipher families, fewer places where compression and secrets can meet. Measure the weight. Reclaim only what is real.